Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Scripture Stories books, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story and invite them to read along with you, too. If you remember last week, we read the story about Ammon, a great servant. The four sons of Mosiah left Zarahemla to teach the Lamanites the gospel. They each went to a different city. Ammon went to the land of Ishmael. As he entered the city, the Lamanites tied him up and took him to their king Lamoni. Ammon told King Lamoni that he wanted to live among the Lamanites. Lamoni was pleased and had his men untie Ammon. Ammon said he would be one of the king's servants. The king sent him to watch his flocks. One day, while Ammon and some other servants were taking the flocks to get water, Lamanite robbers scattered the animals and tried to steal them. The servants who were with Ammon were scared. King Lamoni had killed his other servants who had lost animals to these robbers. Ammon knew that this was his chance to use the Lord's power to win the hearts of the Lamanites. Then they would listen to his teachings. Ammon told the servants that if they gathered the scattered animals, the king would not kill them. Ammon and the other servants quickly found the animals and drove them back to the watering place. The Lamanite robbers came back. Ammon told the other servants to guard the flocks while he fought the robbers. The Lamanite robbers were not afraid of Ammon. They thought they could easily kill him. The power of God was with Ammon. He hit and killed some of the robbers with stones, which made the rest of the robbers very angry. They tried to kill Ammon with their clubs, but each time a robber lifted a club to hit Ammon, he cut off the robber's arm. Frightened, the robbers ran away. The servants took the cut-off arms to King Lamoni and told him what Ammon had done. The king was astonished at Ammon's great power. He wanted to see Ammon, but was afraid to because he thought Ammon was the great spirit. When Ammon did go in to see him, King Lamoni did not know what to say. He did not speak for an hour. The Holy Ghost helped Ammon know what the king was thinking. Ammon explained that he was not the great spirit. He was a man. The king offered Ammon anything he wanted if he would tell him what power he had used to defeat the robbers and to know the king's thoughts. Ammon said the only thing he wanted was for King Lamoni to believe what he would say. The king said he would believe everything Ammon told him. Ammon asked King Lamoni if he believed in God. The king said he believed in a great spirit. Ammon said that the great spirit is God, that he created everything in heaven and on earth, and that he knows people's thoughts. Ammon said people were created in God's image. He also said God had called him to teach the gospel to Lamoni and his people. Using the scriptures, Ammon taught King Lamoni about the creation, Adam, and Jesus Christ. King Lamoni believed Ammon and prayed to be forgiven of his sins. Then he fell to the ground and appeared to be dead. Servants carried the king to his wife and laid him on a bed. After 2 days, the servants thought he was dead and decided to bury him. The queen did not believe that her husband was dead. Having heard of Ammon's great power, she asked him to help the king. Ammon knew Lamoni was under the power of God. He told the queen that Lamoni would awaken the next day. She stayed by Lamoni's side all night. The next day, Lamoni got up and said he had seen Jesus Christ. The king and queen were filled with the Holy Ghost. Lamoni taught his people about God and Jesus Christ. Those who believed repented of their sins and were baptized.
How could the Father tell the world of love and tenderness? He sent his son, a newborn babe, with peace and holiness. How could the Father show the world the pathway we should go?
Children at home, please turn to chapter 24, Ammon meets King Lamoni's father.
King Lamoni wanted to take Ammon to meet his father. The Lord warned Ammon not to go because Lamoni's father would try to kill him.
The Lord told Ammon to go instead to the land of Madoni, where his brother Aaron was in prison. King Lamoni went with Ammon.
As they traveled, they met King Lamoni's father, who was king over all the land. He asked Lamoni where he was going with the lying Nephite.
King Lamoni told his father about Ammon and his brother who was in prison. Angry, Lamoni's father ordered Lamoni to kill Ammon and not go to Madoni.
Lamoni refused to kill Ammon and said he and Ammon were going to free Aaron. Lamoni's father became angry and drew his sword to kill Lamoni.
Ammon stepped forward to protect Lamoni. Lamoni's father then tried to kill Ammon, but he defended himself and wounded the arm of Lamoni's father.
When Lamoni's father saw that Ammon could kill him, he offered Ammon half of his kingdom if he would spare his life.
Ammon said he wanted Aaron and his companions freed from prison and wanted Lamoni to be able to keep his kingdom.
Lamoni's father realized that Ammon did not want to hurt him.
He was amazed at how much Ammon loved his son. He invited Ammon to teach him the gospel.
Ammon and the king Lamoni went to Madoni. Lamoni spoke to the king there, and Aaron and his companions were released from prison.
Ammon was sad to see how poorly they had been treated. They had suffered much, but had been patient.
So who did King Lamoni and Ammon run into as they were going to Madoni? Gabe.
Lamoni's father.
All right. And what did Lamoni's father say once he saw the two of them going to Madoni together? Rebecca?
He said to Lamoni, "Why are you going with the lying Nephite?"
Good. And what did he tell him to do?
He told to kill Ammon.
Excellent. Okay. So he told him to kill Ammon. And then what did Ammon do? Yeah, Gabe.
Protected King Lamoni.
Okay. What did King Lamoni's father offer Ammon once he saw that Ammon really was in charge? Yeah, Deanna.
Over half of his kingdom.
Over half of his kingdom. Okay, but then what did Ammon say? Yeah, TJ.
All I want is my brothers freed from prison and I want you to keep your kingdom.
Okay. Do you think that was pretty powerful then? Pretty powerful thing to say. He could have had half of the king's kingdom, of the entire kingdom. But he said instead that he wanted Aaron and his companions freed from prison and wanted Lamoni to be able to keep his kingdom. So they went to Madoni and they got Aaron out of prison. I think that's a good example of how we can be examples to others who don't really understand who we are. Children at home, please turn to chapter 25. Aaron teaches King Lamoni's father.
The Spirit guided Aaron and his companions to the land of Nephi to teach Lamoni's father, the king over all the Lamanites.
Aaron told the king he was Ammon's brother. The king had been thinking about Ammon's kindness and about what Ammon had said to him.
Aaron asked the king if he believed in God. The king said he wasn't sure, but said he would believe if Aaron said God exists. Aaron assured the king that God lives.
Aaron read the scriptures to the king. He taught him about the earth's creation, Adam's fall, and Jesus Christ's mission.
The king asked what he needed to do to have the Holy Ghost and be ready to live with God. The king was willing to do anything, even give up his kingdom.
Aaron told the king he needed to fully repent of his sins. He needed to pray and have faith in God.
The king prayed to know if there really is a God. He said he would give up all his sins.
The king fell to the ground and appeared to be dead. When the queen saw him, she thought Aaron and his companions had killed him.
The queen ordered her servants to kill Aaron and his companions, but the servants were afraid to.
She sent them to find other people who would do it.
Before a large crowd gathered to cause trouble, Aaron took the king's hand and told to stand. The king stood.
The king calmed his frightened wife and servants and then taught them the gospel. They all believed in Jesus Christ.
Okay, great. So why did King Lamoni go with Ammon to the land of Madoni? Yeah, Sydney.
To free Ammon's brother from prison.
Excellent. TJ.
To protect him from harm.
Alrighty. Okay, so how do we know that King Lamoni's father wasn't ready to receive the gospel when he first met Ammon? Sydney.
Because he said mean words about the Nephites.
What did he say exactly, Tiana?
He said, why are you traveling with a lying Nephite?
Okay, so not necessarily really nice words. Okay, TJ.
He tried to kill Ammon.
That pretty much tells us why he wasn't ready to receive the gospel right then, right? So what helped soften Lamoni's father's heart so that he would later receive the message of the gospel? Rebecca, what do you think?
Well, Ammon could have killed him, but he didn't.
He didn't. Why didn't he kill him? What do you think, Sydney?
Because it wasn't right to kill him.
Okay, it wasn't right to kill him. That's a great amount of love that he was showing to King Lamoni's father. Especially, can you imagine somebody that was telling somebody to kill you, and you in turn, instead of going after him, you show love instead. So how do you feel about people who show love to you? Tiana?
I want to love them back.
Okay, good. Excellent. Sydney?
I feel a part of them and I feel special.
Excellent. Why do you feel special?
Because the way they treat me.
Okay. That's the way that Christ would treat you as well. Through pure love. Wonderful.
I DJ. Feel happy for them.
You feel happy for them. Okay. How can you show your love to others? Gabe, let me ask you. How can you show your love to others?
I can go to my brother's baseball game like we're going to do tonight, drive up to California and watch him.
Excellent. Okay, that's a great way to show your love, especially to your family. Joseph, how can you show love to others?
Be nice and share things with them.
Wonderful. That's an excellent way. Okay, Rebecca, how do you show love to others?
I play with them.
That's great. It's no fun to be left out, right? So playing with others really shows your love for them. Excellent. Tiana?
I do service work.
Do you have a good example of showing love through service that you've done?
I remember a couple years ago we went to the church and just raked up all the leaves from the trees.
Excellent. And how did that serve those around you?
So people, when they were going to church, they didn't have to, like, walk through leaves and get leaves in their shoes.
Okay. How did that make you feel to serve them that way?
I felt happy.
You felt happy. Excellent. TJ, how do we show love to others, those around us?
I have scouts, and we have to do service, like shoveling someone's driveway or something.
Okay, that's an excellent way of sharing and of serving others, showing your love to others. Wonderful. Sydney, did I ask you how you show love to others?
I show my love to people how they would show it to me.
Okay, so you love people the way that you want to be loved back. That's an excellent way of doing it. Can anybody tell me who the greatest example of service was? What do you think, TJ?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Why was Jesus Christ the greatest example of service? Can you tell me why he was the greatest example, Joseph?
Because he died for all of us.
Excellent. That's probably the greatest act of service. Wonderful. Can anybody tell me why else he was a great example of service? Tiana?
He paid for all of our sins.
Wonderful. Thank you. Sydney?
He suffered our sins.
Yeah, Tiana?
He served everyone.
Okay. So during his mortal ministry, what else did he do, Sydney?
He healed the sick.
He healed the sick. What else did he do, Gabe? What kind of works did Jesus Christ do when he was on earth? Do you know the story about the bread and the fish?
There was a lot of people, and this boy only had, like, I think 3 fish and 1 piece of bread. But then Jesus made, like, a lot of them for everybody.
Okay. So do you think that was a miracle?
Yeah.
I think so too. Definitely. What other, does anybody else have a good story of, yes, Sydney?
When Jesus helped the men because they had like this disease on their skin and they turned and he healed them, but only one man came back and said, thank you.
Okay. Excellent. Yes, Tiana.
When Jesus Christ, he once washed his disciples' feet, and back then doing that, usually the servants did it, but since he did it, he showed lots of love for them.
Excellent. What does that mean to all of you that he was washing their feet, that normally servants did that? What does that mean to you guys? Joseph.
The greatest one among us is the servant of all.
Wonderful. Excellent. He was a wonderful example of that, wasn't he?
Sydney. That he loves each one of us.
He loves each one of us. So if we all try to be like him and serve others, we can be more like him and we can become more like our Heavenly Father, right? Which is our goal. Excellent. Why do you think King Lamoni's father became interested in the gospel when Ammon said, if ye will repent, ye shall be saved, and if ye will not repent, ye shall be cast off at the last day? What do you think, Sydney?
He was thinking, like, I should be part of Heavenly Father because I want to be saved.
So you want to become more like Heavenly Father. All right. What did Aaron use as he taught King Lamoni's father? Tiana?
He used the scriptures.
He used the scriptures. Why is it important for us to use the scriptures? Sydney?
It can strengthen our testimonies.
Okay. Excellent. Can anybody tell me their favorite scripture story? Maybe not so much in the Book of Mormon, but their favorite scripture story?
Daniel and the Lion's Den.
Okay. Why is that your favorite story?
Because Heavenly Father protected him because he didn't want to get eaten by the lions, and Heavenly Father made the lions not hungry and didn't want to eat Daniel.
Okay, I would think that's a pretty big miracle. Excellent. Okay, Rebecca, what's your favorite story?
Jesus walked on water.
Oh, that's a great miracle. Let's see, Tiana, what's your favorite story?
My favorite story is Joseph, like the son of Jacob in Genesis, and I just think that's amazing how he can go from his house in Canaan to Egypt to be like the second in command of all of Egypt and to be a pharaoh almost. But I just think it's amazing how he can come from just this poor family and go from to the top ranks of a whole country, and all because he was a follower of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ.
Excellent. I love you all sharing your favorite scripture stories here, because the scriptures really, really help us to learn and help us to become like our Heavenly Father. Can anybody tell me how the scriptures help us? How can reading the scriptures help us? Yes, Sydney.
It teaches us about what happened back then with the olden days.
Okay. Why is that important to know what happened way back then in the olden days? Why is that important for us to know? Sydney.
So you can be like them.
Okay, and maybe learn from what they've done? Excellent. Yes, Tiana?
You can become closer to God.
You can become closer to God. I think that's very true. How do you become closer to God?
Because when you read the scriptures, you can understand how other people became, how they became closer to God and how righteous they were, so you can be just like them.
Okay, good. Everybody, look back at what we just read. What was the first thing Aaron discussed with Lamoni's father? Sydney, what was it?
Do you believe in God?
Okay. Why is it important to believe in Heavenly Father? TJ, what do you think? Why is it important to believe in Heavenly Father?
Because then we can go back and live with Him instead of being sad in our future days.
Okay. Definitely. I think that's very true. Sydney?
We needed a Savior to suffer for our sins.
Okay. Wonderful. Why else is it important to believe in Heavenly Father? Rebecca, why do you think it's important to believe in Heavenly Father?
If you don't, then you might not live with your family after you're dead.
Okay, that's very true, right? You have to believe in Heavenly Father to believe in the plan of salvation and being able to live with your family after this life. Wonderful. Yes, Tiana?
If you believe in Heavenly Father, then you'll be able to receive answers in your questions that you ask Him if you need help or something.
Okay. Let's go with that. Have any of you had to pray and try to receive an answer from Heavenly Father? Does anybody have a good example of that? Go ahead, Tiana.
Once we were in Las Vegas, and the only day we could drive home was on a Sunday. And so we bought gas the Saturday, like right before Sunday, and we prayed to Heavenly Father to ask Him so that we could make it back to our home so we didn't have to buy any gas. And usually we have to take a stop, but this time we didn't have to, and so we got straight home. But then the Monday we had to go hurry and get some gas. But I think it was amazing how Heavenly Father could give us that miracle so we didn't have to buy anything on Sunday.
Excellent. I think that was truly a miracle and a blessing there. Wonderful. Does anybody else have an example they want to share of when they prayed and their prayers were answered? They prayed to Heavenly Father. Gabe, do you have one?
Last night, my brother lost his baseball shirt, and my brother said, maybe we should pray, and so we prayed, and then we found it.
What a great example. That's excellent. So how did that make you feel when you found it?
Happy.
Made you feel happy. Okay. And that was an answer to your prayers. Wonderful. Sydney, do you have one?
When I was really, really, really sick, and my family and I, we prayed to help me get better, and the next morning I felt a little bit better.
Excellent. That's happened for me as well. It's so nice to have the prayers of your family to help you get better as well. Okay, so what did Aaron teach Lamoni's father about the creation? Tiana?
That Heavenly Father created everything.
Okay, that He created everything. And in whose image are we created? Rebecca?
Heavenly Father.
We are created in Heavenly Father's image. Okay, excellent. Why is it important for us to know that we're created in the image of our Heavenly Father? What do you think, Sydney? Why is it important to know that we're created in His image?
Because then we know who created us, who made us special.
Excellent. Who made you special? That's wonderful. You are each individually so special. Excellent. Tiana?
To know that we were created in God's image, we can see how much God really loves us.
Okay. How does that show us that God really loves us?
Since He loves us so much that He would create us in His image. He might have not done it, but since He loved us so much, He wanted us to be just like Him.
Thank you for sharing that. Okay. And what did Aaron teach King Lamoni's father about the fall and the atonement? Gabe, what did he teach him about the fall and the atonement?
That men would sin, but then Jesus Christ would come and die for us.
Excellent. That's a really important thing to know, right? Why is that an important thing to understand? Sydney?
Because then when we sin, that we'll know that Heavenly Father will forgive us.
Okay, excellent. Gabe, what do you think?
When we make a mistake, we can repent.
Excellent. And you all know that by Jesus suffering for our sins and giving His life for us and being resurrected, Jesus Christ overcame the effects of the fall. And so because of Jesus' resurrection, all of us will be resurrected, right? After Aaron explained the plan of redemption, what did Lamoni's father want to know? Yeah, Tiana?
If there really was a God.
Okay, and what did Aaron tell King Lamoni's father to do? Sydney?
Pray and have faith.
Pray and have faith. Joseph, can you tell me why it's important to pray and have faith?
Because when we do pray, we'll get closer to Heavenly Father.
Excellent. We do become closer to Heavenly Father. That's wonderful. Why do you think it's important to pray and to have faith?
So we can follow the commandments?
Excellent. That's a wonderful reason to. Yes, Sydney.
Sometimes in difficult situations, you can have faith and pray to Heavenly Father and you'll feel closer to Him.
Okay. We will definitely feel closer to Him. Yeah, Tiana.
When we need His help, then we can pray, and if we have faith, then we'll know that He can help us.
Excellent. So what must we do to receive forgiveness for our sins and be worthy of receiving eternal life? What do we have to do? Rebecca, what do you think we have to do?
You have to repent.
Excellent. That's wonderful. You have to repent, right, before you receive forgiveness of your sins. What else do we need to do? Yeah, Tiana.
You have to keep the commandments.
Keep the commandments. Excellent. What else can you do, Sydney?
Read the scriptures.
Read the scriptures. What else can you do, TJ, to bring you closer to Heavenly Father and help you to return with Him?
Baptism.
Baptism. Excellent. Wonderful. Gabe, what can you do to become closer to Heavenly Father?
Read the scriptures and follow the commandments and pray.
Wonderful. That's a wonderful thing to do. Rebecca, what do you think?
Pray every day.
Okay. Pray every day. Wonderful. Joseph, what else can you do?
Read your scriptures every night.
Read your scriptures every night. That's a great thing. What does that help you with?
It helps you get closer to Heavenly Father.
Helps you to get closer to Heavenly Father. Okay. What happened as a result of the king's conversion once he was converted? What do you think, Tiana?
That many other people's lives were changed because of him.
Many people's lives were changed because of him. Why do you think many people's lives were changed once he was converted? Yeah, what do you think, TJ?
He's their king.
He's their king. Okay, so maybe he was a good example for everybody else. Children, our Heavenly Father loves us and has provided a plan of redemption so we can repent of our sins and become like Him. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Children, next week we'll read chapter 26, The People of Ammon, and chapter 27, Korihor.
See you next week!
All by the